Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In Paul's second letter to Timothy, Paul is essentially training Timothy, giving him instruction on becoming his successor, to take his place as defender of the faith, a position that continues this day through the office of our bishops. Now, in this section of his letter, Paul describes the Holy Spirit. He describes the Holy Scriptures as being inspired by God, or alternately, God breathed, and instructing Timothy on how the Scriptures should be used for teaching, reproof, correction, and so on. Necessary tool for a bishop to doubt. But we have to recognize that this role that Scripture plays is, in fact, a two-way street. For the longest time, I really only read the Scripture as encouraging Timothy to utilize Scripture in teaching and correction of others. But when we look at the whole passage, there is a more obvious order as to how the Bible is to be applied. See, there are actually two ways in which Paul is instructing Timothy to utilize the Scriptures. So let's look at the sentence previous to this one. As for you, firmly believe, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. These words are directed towards Timothy in how the Scriptures are applied to his own life. See, we first and foremost must be formed by Scripture. That is its primary usefulness in our lives. Paul urged Timothy to keep the Scriptures close and always use them to keep himself in check, and we would do good to do the same. It is not enough for us to be simply informed by Scripture. Anyone can be informed by Scripture. The Bible can be read and studied, examined and dissected, and have no effect on someone approaching it with a heart that is closed off to the Holy Spirit. We have to be formed, not just informed, by Scripture. The teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness is for Timothy. Scripture was to do those things for him, and it is there to do the same for us today. Scripture is to be the lens through which we judge all of our own actions and attitudes. Think about it. We describe the accepted books of the Bible as being canonical. They are a part of the canon of Scripture. The word canon comes from the Greek, originally referring to a measuring rod, to regulate standards of measurement for trade. The canon of Scripture is the measuring rod by which we measure our lives and our faith. And so, before we can even begin to see where our fellow Christians may be falling short of their calling, we have to make sure that we measure up. Once we have measured our lives against Scripture and fully committed our lives to being followers of Jesus, we can then move on to the next use of Scripture that we see in the passage. I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. See, this second use doesn't really work if we haven't nailed down the first. You can't effectively teach a subject if you aren't proficient in it in yourself. Now, a good presenter might be able to take some subject material and convey it to another, but if they don't know it, if they haven't digested it and are confident in their mastery of the subject, then they can't engage in the kind of discussion needed to really teach. So in order to proclaim the message with persistence as we are called, we have to know the material. Now, convincing, rebuking, encouraging, and teaching are obviously more pertinent to Timothy because, as was mentioned, he is assuming the office of a bishop. This would be a vital part of his everyday ministry to the priests under his authority as well as the greater community. Now, that doesn't excuse the average Christian from engaging in these activities when necessary, but they should always be done with both patience that is commended in the lesson as well as with good counsel. This is where that being formed in Scripture is an absolute necessity. That kind of formation provides the wisdom, discernment, and judgment needed to approach someone else who may not be living into their call to holiness. Scripture exists to teach us, reprove us, correct us, and train us, and it does so in various ways. We have to take what we find in the Bible seriously and use it to be the measuring rod that it was intended to be. So read, study, and intellectually engage the Bible so that we may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the name of the Father, Holy Spirit. Amen.